This is a podfic of the work Utterly Charmed by Rain Writes Fanfics, read by Daisy Diversions. Reading is general audience. Fandom is she loves to cook and she loves to eat. Additional tags for post-canon, established relationship, fluff, gift-giving, domestic fluff, Fem/February. Summary. Kusaga finds a small gift for her girlfriend while at a convenience store run. Author's note. This series is the cutest thing ever. I've already read the 3 volumes that are out in English twice, and I recently binged the first season of the drama with a friend. I adore Tsuku Tabe and look forward to reading the next installments soon. I hope you enjoy this fluffy little hypothetically post-canon fic. And reader's note, I concur that this series is very cute. Also say that this is a cold read, so I'm not going to be editing this or putting any sort of sound effects in here, so I hope you enjoy it. Kusaga stands in the local Lawson's, one hand hovering over the pastel-covered display. From the crook of her elbow hangs a basket with a bottle of cream and 2 bags of slowly thawing frozen fruit. The Shiba pup mascot stares back at her from the display with 6 different hats. She wonders which one Nemoto would like best. It is a mystery box, so it should not matter which one Kusaga picks, but there is some small part of her that wills her hand to find the box that might be concealing Shiba pup wearing a red beret. Nemoto has a red beret that she got last spring, and she had blushed such a pretty shade of pink when Kusaga tucked a windswept strand of hair behind her ear. Her blush had darkened almost to the color of the hat when Kusaga had bent to kiss her behind the farmer's market. Her hand closes around the Shiba pup mystery box all of the way to the left, and she wills down her own blush to calm as she makes her way to the cashier. 5 minutes later, she's unlocking the door of the apartment, and the rich smell of homemade demi-glaze sauce fills her lungs, and she feels brighter, as if she's carrying a lantern beside her heart. "I'm back," she calls. "Welcome home," her partner repeats from the kitchen. Kusaga steps out of her sneakers and lines them up beside Nemoto's smaller pair on the shoe rack. She shuffles into her house slippers, bag in hand. Nemoto greets her with a smile that's wide and glowing, as breathtaking as the sunset outside their apartment. "Dinner will be ready soon. How many eggs would you like tonight?" 8, she requests as she efficiently unpacks her purchases into the large refrigerator, which moved with them from their 2 separate apartments into the space they now call home. "Coming right up," Nemoto says, cracking the eggs one-handed as the other skillfully stirs the chicken fried rice sizzling away. It's been years now, but Kusaga never stops feeling awe as she watches Nemoto cook. She's an artist with metal chopsticks and tongs and knives. Kusaga knows she is lucky to have this woman as her home, her family, her partner. One day when the law changes, she hopes Nemoto will be her wife. For now, she heaps the rice onto their plates and sets the table with tea and Chinese-style spoons. The lantern in her chest glows brighter as she lays out their placemats and spoons and mugs. 2 of each, not identical, but a pair nonetheless. She pours most of a bottle of beer into Nemoto's glass and then pours a small amount into her own. She finishes just in time to watch her omelet as it slides onto the mound of rice. Her stomach rumbles and Nemoto laughs. "Just a moment more," she insists, drizzling the demi-glace sauce over on top. When they sit across from each other, their eyes catch and they share a smile. Itadakimasu. It's become something of a routine for them, this little moment between sitting down and eating. As a girl, Kusaga had never known that dining with others could feel so fulfilling. She escaped a life of hunger and emptiness, a life as part of the household, but not a member of it. For 10 years after that, she had eaten her fill and thought herself sated. Now she knows what satisfaction feels like, what it tastes like. She devours the meal, savoring the way the layered flavors melt on her tongue, the way the tender meat yields on her teeth, the way Nemoto looks at her with nothing but warmth and love and acceptance. When her plate is clear, she sips her tea and watches Nemoto scoop up the remains of her own rice. Her cheeks puffing like a chipmunk for a moment, Kusaga smiles into her mug. Cute. At the sink, up to her elbows in suds, she washes the dishes. Nemoto wraps her arm around her waist and rests her face against the center of her back. "Thank you for running out to get those ingredients for the fruit sandwich earlier," she murmurs, pressing a muffled kiss to the center of Kusaga's spine. She shivers, careful not to drop the plate in her hands, and glances over her shoulder, only spying the top of her partner's head. "It was no trouble. Thank you for dinner." She finds herself helpless to stop yet another smile. Omuro rice feels nostalgic. Nemoto's arms squeeze around her waist a little tighter. "Mm-hmm." Autumn always feels nostalgic to them. It was when they truly met. "When the dishes are done, I have something for you." "Oh?" Nemoto pops up by her shoulder, tilting her head to one side. Her body radiates piqued interest. It's hard not to set the dishes down to sate her curiosity right that instant, but Kusaga perseveres. After the dishes are handled, they settle to the small couch angled towards each other. "Close your eyes and hold out your hands," she suggests. Nemoto is vibrating a little, but she complies. Kusaga reaches into the pocket of her hoodie and places the box into Nemoto's open palms. "Open your eyes." She blinks, and then when she looks down at the box, her mouth opens into an adorable, "Aw, aw, it's so cute," she squeals, clutching the box to her chest. "Thank you, Totoko. It made me think of you. Are you going to open it?" "Ah, right." She carefully pries open the box to reveal her mystery keychain. To Kusaga's surprise and unspoken delight, Shiba Pup is winking at them from beneath a red beret. Nemoto coos over him and immediately ties the charm to her phone. "What do you think? Isn't this the cutest thing you've ever seen?" One moment, Kusaga slips away to their closet, fetching the red beret and carefully situating it atop a blushing Nemoto's head. "There," she says. "Now it's the cutest thing I've ever seen." Nemoto wails quietly under her breath as she buries her cherry red face in her hands. "Totoko!" Yuki, she returned softly, watching her lover's ears flush too. Kusaga sips her tea with quiet satisfaction, wondering what color Nemoto will turn the day she gives her the ring, sitting in her car's glove box. She looks forward to finding out. Author's note. Thank you for reading. Please consider leaving a comment if you enjoyed. Reader's note. Yes, I absolutely agree with that. You know, if you've made it this far, please go back and leave kudos and feedback for the original author. And thank you to Rain Writes Fanfics for having blanket permission to Podfic. I really appreciate it and enjoyed reading this story. Thank you everyone for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it.